Kansas lawmakers and governors have been arguing about Medicaid expansion for nearly a decade. But as Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service reports, expansion advocates could be on their way to winning that fight.
What had to happen to end the standoff on expansion finally happened. The key players at the center of the fight, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Senate Republican Majority Leader Jim Denning, worked out a compromise that gave both sides some of what they wanted. Here's the governor talking about the deal at a Statehouse news conference.
Compromise is hard, it's messy, and it's slow, but it is so worth it.
With the stakes so high and politics so polarized, any deal is fragile. But Denning expects this one to hold.
That's what governing is all about. Somebody has to lead, and we have to get the yes. We have to govern, and I think that's what this bill accomplishes.
A majority of senators, an equal number of Republicans and Democrats, have signed on as co-sponsors of the bill. But many Republicans, including several legislative leaders, continue to oppose expansion in any form. Senator Richard Hildebrand is from Galena in southeast Kansas.
It's not very popular where I'm at. I can tell you most people do not want Medicaid expansion.
If passed and signed into law, the plan backed by Denning and the governor would extend health coverage to an estimated 130,000 more low-income Kansans. People like Geneva Gary of Pittsburgh. She's uninsured and needs back surgery.
It needs to be taken care of because it interferes with the way I walk, and sometimes if I stand for too long, it bothers me.
Gary isn't eligible for Medicaid now because her back injury isn't severe enough to classify her as disabled. Situations like the one Gary faces have been at the heart of the expansion debate for years. When he was governor, Republican Sam Brownback said non-disabled adults should work and fend for themselves, not depend on taxpayers for health coverage.
That is far more likely route out of poverty than having a bunch of government programs that you're giving handout to able-bodied individuals.
Brownback vetoed an expansion bill in 2017, and lawmakers failed to override him. But the politics of expansion shifted the very next year.
It's long past time to expand Medicaid. Yeah.
For expansion supporters like the Kansas Hospital Association's Tom Bell, Kelly's win in the governor's race was a game changer.
It changes the landscape dramatically because you have a governor who will not only sign a bill, but who actually will be pushing for Medicaid expansion.
Kelly pushed, but Republican leaders in the Senate continued to resist, including Denning.
We'll look at that topic on our schedule. There will be a time when we won't be able to maneuver around it, but it's not going to happen this year.
Republicans blocked a decisive vote on expansion at the end of last year's session. But Kelly says Denning made good on his promise to work on a compromise for lawmakers to consider this year.
Senator Denning and I did not end the 2019 legislative session on particularly friendly terms, but we kept at it. We kept talking. And the result is the proposal you have before you today.
The plan they negotiated includes a work referral program, but not the work requirement that Republicans wanted. But at Denning's insistence, it includes a program to lower the cost of private coverage on the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare exchange. Denning says those subsidies are aimed at helping Kansans who would still make a little too much for Medicaid.
They're getting priced out of the market because they simply can't handle those premiums anymore. So the ACA exchange, it's creating a whole new universe of uninsured patients that are basically middle class.
The federal government would cover nearly all of the cost of expansion, 90% of it. Most of the state's share of about $35 million a year would come from a new tax on Kansas hospitals. Hospitals that would benefit from a flood of new federal dollars flowing into the state to ensure people who lack coverage today. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.